The Israel of God, Part 3. The woman in the book of Revelation who stands upon the moon, is clothed with the sun and adorned with a crown of 12 stars, is the covenant of the Lord it is entered into with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the descendants of both their flesh and faith. Like the mothers of Jacob's sons, this first covenant in great sorrow and affliction brings forth the Messiah, the one they call Jesus. And so fulfilled Isaiah's testimony, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth Emmanuel, which name means God with us. And again, speaking of the Lord's Christ, he says, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and his name shall be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father. And so it is Jesus' name means the existing one, salvation, amen. For Jesus is the existing one. The Lord's salvation slain by the religious, and having paid the price of our redemption with his blood according to the curse in the law, even Adam first fell into, which blood Abel foresaw would redeem us before he too was slain by religious Cain. And so it is written, as Jesus' soul departed, the graves were opened, and later as he ascended, led captivity captive, and so gathered to himself all those from Adam to Christ who had rested in his promises. However, the blessings, cursings, and great tribulation that played out in the borders of a former Israel would now unfold in an Israel born in a multitude of nations. When Jacob blessed the children of Joseph born in Egypt, he saw the greater blessing lay in the youngest, and so crossed his right hand to rest upon the head of Ephraim, saying, he shall become a multitude of nations. And further, Jacob bestowed upon the nations through Ephraim the name of Israel. So it was upon the cross, Jesus' gospel and name, like the waters of Zechariah, flowed into pagan nations, in those chosen vessels like Paul, who took God Almighty's name to Ephraim's inheritance in the nations, and to kings, and to the children of Israel, an inheritance divided in Adam's sons, and set apart in heaven's lights. In Revelation, the woman's seed who keep the testimony of Jesus and the commandments of God are taken into the wilderness on the wings of a great eagle, and nourish for a time and times and the dividing of time. And the dragon wars with her seed, that is, those religious peoples who keep the covenants of the law and their own doctrines, Jew, Christian, and Muslim, who seek to kill the testimony of Jesus, and those who abide in the covenant Jeremiah spoke of, whereby the existing one promised he would write the glory of his law in an Israel created by him. And seeing this holy covenant, Jeremiah, lifted in the spirit, spoke of rebuilding Jerusalem. So too Paul, an apostle, descended of the tribe of Benjamin, which son Rachel named as her soul departed, the son of sorrow, but who Jacob, seeing Christ's ascension, named the son of the right hand. Brother Paul, raised in the sorrow of the Pharisees' religion and struck down by heaven's light, begged the name of the existing one, asking, who are you, Lord? And came the reply, not only for him, but for an Israel dead in sin, I am Jesus. This faith ascended in Paul, who, speaking of the true covenant the prophet foresaw, begged we examine our faith, which faith in which covenant is to know Jesus' Holy Spirit dwells in us. Howbeit Daniel saw the lion with eagle's wings, stood upon the earth and given a man's heart, and this covenant from heaven further descending into hell brings forth the cursing in the law, and in its end becomes a contraption manufactured by men. In Revelation, the beast that rises from the waters of the nations is Jesus' gospel and salvation mutilated by the very religious who appear to be his apostles. And yet the true apostle John, seeing the Spirit testified the Antichrist went out from their midst, and those who denied Jesus Christ as both Father and Son. This is an Israel born of the Trinity and other religious idolatry, who fulfill every speck of Ephraim's wickedness. To these Jesus calls, saying, come out of her, my people. These are the multitudes of all nations we see in the book of Revelation, whose garments are washed clean in the blood of the Lamb, and which seed of affliction promised Abraham must pass through great tribulation. For those so-called Christians who seek refuge from the tribulation born of their own idolatry, who have committed the very abomination Daniel spoke of, you shall reap what you have sown. Yet, in the sevenfold vengeance of Moses' song as shared, the Lord calls to an Israel fallen, saying, if then their uncircumcised hearts be humbled, and they then accept the punishment of their iniquity, then will I remember my covenant with Jacob, Isaac, and Abraham. In the book of Revelation, we see God's Israel, which tribes bear the name of Jesus, the everlasting Father, the redeemed first fruits, who sing, as it were, a new song. For while Moses' song commands Israel believe God is one Lord, Jesus' song prevails in Israel who believe he is the existing one, who was and who is to come. The Father who gave promise to Abraham, the promised Son who brought grace and truth, and the Spirit promised in the new covenant glory. And in these 12 tribes, Jesus' testimony, like Leah's sixth son, who she named Zebulun, saying, now will my husband dwell with me. Zebulun's name means exalted habitation and speaks of New Jerusalem. And of Zebulun, Jacob said, he would be a haven by the sea, a haven for ships, whose border of inheritance would reach unto Zidon. And Zidon means to catch fish. And in the days Israel inherited Canaan, Joshua remembered Jacob's prophecy, and so placed Zebulun between the seas of the Mediterranean and Galilee. However, the true depth of Jacob's blessing is seen in Moses' prophecy. Of the tribe of Zebulun, Moses saw he would call the people, the tribes, to the mountain and offer righteous sacrifice and suck the abundance of the seas. Zebulun's tribal banner is that of a ship or fishing vessel. As shared previously, each of New Jerusalem's gates is an angel of one of the tribes of Israel, and an angel is a portion of Jesus' testimony. Jesus Christ's angel bound in Zebulun, a seemingly insignificant tribe, is to call the Israel of God to Mount Zion and not Sinai, to offer up Christ's sacrifice and salvation and not the teachings of men, to fish for and gather in the souls of men. And so it was written, and leaving Nazareth, Jesus came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, glory. New Jerusalem, brethren, is the tabernacle of Jesus Christ, and its tribes are not of this world, nor of the flesh, nor are they named Israel, but bear the name of Jesus. For they are, and indeed always have been, the testimony of Jesus Christ. Lord, open the gates of their understanding to your people. Truly, Lord, in Jesus' holy name I pray. Amen.